Erevin, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Ches. We continue our discussion of the inyanim of somebody who is baderech, and he's shoivis, not with the regular deliberate going out Erev Shabbos and putting down pass, like we had in Perek Gimel, but he's a hailach baderech, and either he's shovas bimkoimoy, what we call iriv biraglov, or he recognizes a place, and he's shovas bamiru. What happens in any makir? He doesn't have a landmark, like we said, the bottom of a tree, a ditch, a fence, where to be kaveh himself. So he's not going to know where his makim is. He's going to point where. He doesn't know exactly what's in front of him. Oy she'eni boki b'halacha. He doesn't even know this halacha. He doesn't even know how to. He knows how to make a regular ruvei tchumin. He knows the concept, but he doesn't know where to or how to put himself. Be kaveh himself in the place. Or she'eni boki b'halacha, he doesn't know the details. He's here. Even though Batsim, he could have served himself well by pointing to a place. He didn't know the halacha. And from there, maybe he would be able to go 2,000 amas into the town where he's headed, and that for sure would be more convenient for him. Lamaisa, since he's b'mkoymoy, zocholoy is the halacha of a deliberate being shovas. Irv Biraglov, Zocholoy Mekoimoy, Alpayim Amo, L'chol Ruach. He gets 2,000 Amas. The Knech over here, Rabbeinu Yonason speaks out is that even though he's not deliberately wanting to be in the place where he is, he didn't set up shop, he's walking. It happens to be where he is. He'd rather have a place further down, but he doesn't know how to do it. That's not called that he's not being kind of shvisa. He said he's being kind of shvisa. Chazal look at this as his place. Now here again we have an Iruv Parshis with something which is klolistic. We keep on talking about 2,000 amas. How do you measure 2,000 amas? So a few Mishnahs ago, we had in the middle of a Mishnah about somebody who's stuck and has Dalet amas. All of a sudden the Mishnah veered off into discussing how do you measure the Dalet amas. We have a similar thing over here. How do you measure the Alpayim amas that every Shovas has? Says the Mishnah, without pause, Agulois. What we do is like this. Draw with a straight line 2,000 Amas, a person standing put on the middle of the road, that's where he was Shovas. Draw a line 2,000 Amas to his right, to his left, straight in front, and directly in back. Those 2,000 Amas, okay, that's how far he's allowed to walk, 2,000 Amas. What about on an angle? So here Chazal say, what you do is you take a pencil and draw a neat circle using all four points that we just drew around. It's a circle around the 2,000 amas. So even if he's walking on an angle, he's going to be walking 2,000 amas. In terms of how far west he's going to go, if he's walking on an angle, he's going to walk northwest, he's going to walk less north than if he'd walk straight north, less west than if he would walk straight west. That's the point of being in a circle. But he has 2,000 amas all around. Divrei Reb Chanina ben Antignus. The point in the middle is the point where he's standing. The circle goes directly around each place of 2,000 amas. V'chomim oimrim, and this is the way we paskin. Mirubois, it doesn't stop over there. Kitavlo mirubas. We make a square. In order that he should gain the corners. What does that mean? That means that instead of just the circle being the Seif Inyan, where he's allowed to walk 2,000 amas, draw that circle, like we just said, and now square it off. Ba'ifin, where you, if he's walking northwest, like we said before, he's going to walk more than 2,000 amas. Because there's a square, the place that he is, the Mokoim, is kavua in a square, not in a circle. A mokum is a square, because that's how you measure a place. The place is squared off in Hilchis Mokoim. Al Yetze Ishmi Mokoimoi, the definition is an area which encompasses at its main point 2,000 amas in each direction. How much, by the way, is he Niska Lazovios? So this is basic math, which the Rav cheshbons out from the Gemara, that the angle is always going to be 4/5 more than the straight line is going to be the angle. That means when you draw a triangle, a perfect triangle on a right angle, the going on the angle is always going to be the straight line plus two-fifths. It's 2,000 amas. It's going to be plus two-fifths of that, which is another 800 amas. In Heintingen math, we call that Pythagorean theorem. And the way to do it, let's say, we'll make it simple. If you have a right angle with two amos sticking out to the right and straight ahead, the angle will be two amas that way, you square that, two times two is four. Go up is two amas times two is four. Four plus four is eight. The square root of eight, which comes out a little bit less than three, because the square root of nine is three, square root of eight is a little bit less than that. That's how much it'll be. It's really more or less like Chazal's, a little bit more than Chazal's number, a mashu more, but that's the way it is in the math that they teach us. It's called a squared plus b squared equals c squared. The square root of that number of the two sides. So that's how much it'll be. And this is the way 2,000 amas, if you look at any map of upstate New York where they cheshbon out during the summer with bungalow colonies, v'chule, when they cheshbon out mekoymos of alpayim amas, there's other cheshbonis involved also because you have places, mekoymos hayishuv, that are interconnecting and going on curvy roads. But one of the cheshbonis is the fact that you have to square off measuring 2,000 amas because that's the way to be kaveh, 2,000 amas of mokoym. Now this idea of squaring off, that the Shem HaMokom is a square, not just 2,000 amas in a circle, also applies to Dalet amas, the Gemara says. The Gemara has a fascinating discussion. What's the machlokes over here, Tanoim, whether you square it off or not? There's one place where you're measuring 2,000 amas, Mefurish in the Torah, where you definitely square off the place. And that is in Parshas Maaseh, in Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Hei, Madoisim Michutz Le'ir, when the area outside the Orei HaLevim is given, it says over there, it's Paskeid Ma'apayim Ba'amo, you measure 2,000. Interesting Pasuk, because over there there's Trop, that we don't have any place else in Chamishichum Sheteiru. Ves Pas Negev Apayim Ba'amo, Ves Pas Yom Apayim Ba'amo, you go in every direction. Ves Pas Sofen Apayim Ba'amo, Vo'ir B'teich Zeh Yil Lohem Migrushe Ha'orim. Pas means something squared off. So we're talking about 2,000 amas. We don't make a circle around 2,000 amas exact. We square it off, and we niska lazovio. So over there is mufurish. Now the pasuk says over there, Reb Chanina is medayik. The pasuk says ze yelohem migrashe ha'arim. Migrashe ha'arim are squared off. Other types of 2,000 amas are not squared off. So that's why he says that it's agulos. Mashengin the chachamim hold that no. Ze is l'rabuye, and the 2,000 amas goes from there. Now you'll say, what type of tzushtel, migrashe ha'orim to tchumen on Shabbos? It's not such a far-fetched tzushtel. The migrashe ha'orim defines on the Torah's terms, when you have a mokum with a certain amount of kedusha, how to define that mokum. The mokum of a person is also a certain chalois. The Iker, Al Yetzi Ish Mekoymei, we learn not going out of the Machne Yisrael. To the point, you'll remember that even if you hold Chumen is Derabonon, like most of the Tanoim, but we've mentioned a few times that some of the Rishonim, the Rif, the Rambam, hold that Chum of Yud Beis Mil, which is the size of Machne Yisrael, is Deraisa. What that tells us is that the sheer Mokim of Chumen and the sheer mokoim legabe a city, the way it was measured, a mokoim where Klal Yisrael has a shame of one place, is really the same concept. It's a bigger place, a smaller place, and in the middle of the tzushtel is not really a far-fetched tzushtel, it's really the same concept. The Gemara says as well, that from here we learn out that every shame mokoim is also squared off. Not alpayim amo, even a shame mokum, a more limited shame mokum of Dalet Amas. So Mimela, when we do Dalet Amas of a person, he's allowed to carry in a Rishus HaRabim Dalet Amas. Midrabbanan, you're not allowed to just carry in order to carry less. But Midaraisa, if a person carries something two Amas, puts it down, he makes a Hanocha, he's not even a Malocha Deraisa. What's considered Dalet Amas Legabe Havora Mimokum Lamokum B'Rishus HaRabim? The Rishonim say over here also, you count Dalet Amos and it's squared off. The Rashbam is quoted by the Rishonim that if a person were to walk, to pick up a chevetz in a Rishus HaRabim, walk 4 Amos to his right, Midderaisa, he's not allowed to walk any further. He's not allowed to then make a northerly turn and keep on carrying. He's not allowed to carry more than Dalet Amos. But the other Rishonim hold not that way. You have to take the mokum with the chevetz, it's square off. Dalet Amos is going in each direction. I'm sorry, Beis Amos is going in each direction. We're talking about Dalet Amos. No, Dalet Amos is going in each direction. Make a circle around, square it off, Mamish Niska Bekeren Zovies, and that's the Malkum with his Malacha Daraisa. So it's the same idea. The same is true, by the way, if we talk about how big a Rishus HaYochid is, let's say the top of a tree, or the top of a ditch, the floor space in a well, we've had various cases over the Prokhim. How do you measure Dalet Amos, a Mokum which is Kevea, a Shem Mokum Bifnei Atzmo? He's saying, take the space in the middle, measure out Dalet Amos, make a circle around, and then square it off. The same thing. Niska becomes obvious. Over here, it's not Niska becomes obvious. What we're talking about is you need that in order to be Kevea, a Shem Mokum. Shem Mokum is a square. We learned that out from the Pa'as that's written over there by Migrashe Ha'ar. Mishnah Tess. Says the Mishnah now in summary of all the dinim that we've learned now about a ma'ariv viraglov, v'zuhi she'amru. This is the case that we said ha'oni ma'ariv viraglov. There's a nusach over here that ha'oni ma'ariv viraglov. It's not for everybody. Why dafke ha'oni ma'ariv viraglov? Now we're going to have a discussion with Tanoim. That means we're talking about a case where a person has to be ma'ariv viraglov because he didn't have food with him, that he went out deliberately and was kaveh shvisa. So we have somebody who's walking, or somebody who's walking and wants to be kaveh ba'amira. But the point is that he's being kaveh lefi where he is, not lefi where he sets up shop with oichel. So what's the zuhi shamru? Amr Reb Meir, onu ein lanu elo oni, zuhi ha'oni ma'ariv viraglov. Reb Meir holds that the ikka eruv, the real din of being making a ruve tchumin, is takagong with oichel, putting it down. That's how you mekayim leketakonas chazal. This is a kula that they said only for somebody who's baderek, mishalon baderek, somebody who's lost, somebody who wakes up, somebody who's stranded, etc. Reb Yehuda Eimer, no. Reb Yehuda holds that the ikka where you kaveh shvisa is where you are. So why should that be a bidyeved? Where you put down food is not where you are at the beginning of Shabbos. It's a stratagem to put down food in order to be as if you're there. But what's better, being as if you're there or being there? So Reb Yehuda holds being there is the better aid. So therefore, Reb Yehuda Eimer Echad Oni Vechad Asher LaOmru Ma'arvin Bepas Ela LaHokol. You don't have to be there, but Adrab, it's a step down. Ela LaHokol Ala Asher Shulayotzev Yarv Beraglov. Now, the two cases that they're in dispute over is only somebody who's bimokoim when Shabbos comes in, or somebody who puts down food and is kaveh shvisa. What about the fellow that we had in the last Mishnah, who's baderech, and he points at a landmark and he says, shom teimokoim shvisasi? That's for sure b'di'evit. So Ben Reb Meir, Ben Reb Yehuda only allow that for taka somebody who's baderech and he has no choice. That's zicha b'di'evit. The only machloikis over here is to put down pass or with your own 2 feet where you are, b'knis Shabbos. That's the machloikis.